Thank you. journey straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the low. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with that heavenly love, let me go all the while with the song. Side of my Savior and God, let me never in darkness grow. Keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. Praise the Lord. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with that heavenly love, let me go all the while with the song. Race will be o'er and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Let me sing, bless the King all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with that heavenly love, oh, let me go.
Jesus in your heart? Are you glad you're a royal seed of Abraham? How many of you know that you are a royal seed of Abraham? Look how proud you are. I'm one of them. Amen. Amen. Fulfill my way every day with love. As I walk with that heavenly love, let me go all the while with the song. Fill my way. going to hear in a little while how much he likes this. Because I got a quote. That should make the bride go, yeah! Yeah, praise the Lord! Hallelujah. You can be seated. There's something I'd say, man, that don't matter nothing. But if God said it, it's everything. Amen. It's everything to the bride of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm happy this morning, as you can see. I've been filling my way every day with love. The love of this message and the Lord Jesus. And to identify myself with the bride of Jesus Christ and to know who I am. That's why he said that we're the happiest people on the face of the earth. We have something the world doesn't know nothing about. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to welcome all of our visitors. We have quite a few today that are here and all of our ones that are out streaming. I'd like to welcome each and every one of them. But how many visitors from out of town do we have here today? Would you raise your hand? Oh my goodness. Well, welcome them. Like, how many of you are here for camp? Is just for the camp and brought your children or something for camp? Well, praise the Lord. We're going to have a great time at camp, by the way. The Holy Spirit's going to be with us. And I like to tell all the churches to make sure all the visitors that we have here is to make sure that you welcome all. You see who they are. And when you get out of church, just don't go to the person that you know and you see every Sunday. Go to them and welcome them. Make them feel welcome. Amen. Because guess what? You're going to be spending eternity with these people. And you're going to be spending eternity with us. So that's going to make it that much sweeter when we get on the other side. It's like, oh, I remember you. You come down to the tabernacle. Oh, wasn't that a wonderful service that morning? Praise the Lord. You want to go down and hear Elijah this morning? Come on. We'll just be down there for like 10,000 years for a little while. Down at that little cabin down there.
Amen.
If you're in the bride and you know the message, you know what I'm talking about. If not, you better start listening to the tables. That prophet said, because that's where we're going to be. When it's going to be over there, there's going to be a log cabin. There's going to be a prophet of God that's going to be singing Amazing Grace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're all going to be there. How wonderful the presence of the Lord with us Wednesday night. Elijah and Elisha, did you enjoy that service? Praise the Lord. How wonderful. What's so wonderful in that message is that Elisha had only but one thing to do. He was commanded to do only one thing. Keep his eyes on Elijah. He wanted it so bad, and he only had one thing. He wanted that double portion. And in order to get it, he goes, keep your eyes on me. Stay here. As the Lord liveth and your soul liveth, I'll never take my eyes off of you. Somebody comes, amen. Somebody comes along, tries to pull your eyes away from this message and messenger. As the Lord liveth and you liveth, I'll not take my eyes off of this prophet. Amen. Amen. That's what we believe here. Praise the Lord. I probably already explained to the visitors, in case you don't know, that we do a lot of praising of the Lord here. And a lot of praising of the Lord that we do by a lot of clapping and a lot of standing and shouting and everything. It's not fanaticism. And it's not a big show or anything else like that. Is we just believe we're full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, is that we've gone and doing what Elijah said. Keeping our eyes on Elijah, we got that double portion. And that's what we want. And we have, like Brother Rand said, you got all that built up in the inside of you. You got to let it out.
Yeah.
They got to let it out. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the message. I'm not ashamed that I shout and scream or praise the Lord or anything else or clap my hands. I'm not ashamed of it. Brother Branham says there's a balance in all things, and we have to be careful in all things, and things can go off into fanaticism and stuff. But the bride of Jesus Christ won't. The word will correct them and it'll bring them right back. And that's where we want to be. We want to be in the middle. We want to be, as that's how come is to remind you all the time who the pastor of this church is. It ain't this man standing right up here in front of you. I'm just a lowly associate. The pastor is William Marion Branham of this tabernacle. Amen. That is our pastor. Amen. Because Brother Branham said that a congregation takes on the spirit of their pastor. I want you to take on that spirit. Because that's the spirit of Elijah. That's again, Elisha and Elijah. You're getting the story there now. Is to keep your eye on him and take on that spirit, because it was the spirit of Jesus Christ. It was Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. We were just fellowshipping that it says in there that we believe. If it wasn't for Calvary, we wouldn't be here. But that was the beginning. That's when God was restoring. But then God sent a prophet. And what did those people scream out? Yeah. If you hadn't have gone.
Amen.
He had to go do. There had to be something. There was something else. We have to do something. Yeah. That's the message that he sent. That's the double portion. So anyway, we do it is just have that quote I was telling you about here. If you'd like to hear it. It's Brother Branham. He was talking on the message we just got done hearing the other night. So he'd be repeating what you already heard. But he goes, I'll tell you, brother. When we get all the formal shackles shook down and the Spirit of God in the songs again and get back to an old place where we can have the Spirit of God moving into place, then the prophet can see visions, then the power of God comes on the church, then they can see divine healing. We've seen that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then they can see the resurrection Jesus Christ. We see that.
Amen.
Then they can see he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we believe that.
Amen.
He says, but, well, you say, Brother Branham, I'm not the prophet. Well, if you ain't the prophet, you can be one of his instruments anyhow.
Amen.
We're just learning how the instrument that it was, that there was a prophet one time by Elisha. And he said he got kind of in a foul mood. How many of you get in a foul mood? We all get in a foul mood. And he says he needed to be calmed down. And he says to calm himself down, what did he do? He called for the minstrel to come and to sing and to bring in the praises of the Lord Jesus, to bring the atmosphere of the Lord on him. So when it came, he was singing praises to him. And he said, it calmed that prophet down.
Amen.
It calmed that prophet down. And he said, pretty soon the presence of the Lord was there. And he said, when the presence of the Lord, then that prophet came out with, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
He brought out the word. And that's all that we're doing. We're trying to bring the presence of the Lord, to lay a platform. So God's prophet, that's what we do, is laying the platform, worshiping him in song, praying and inviting the Holy Spirit to lay a platform so our prophet can come out and say, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He says, well, you say, Brother Branham, I'm not the prophet. Well, if you ain't the prophet, you can be one of his instruments. Anyhow, just keep playing. That's right. You ain't got no more than 10. Just give vent to them just as hard as you can.
Amen.
So just give vent as hard as you can. Now that deserves a stand up. You got to give vent. You're welcoming the Holy Spirit. So see, clapping hands ain't so bad, is it? Oh, let me hear you. Wow. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I never get tired of that. because it is, like Brother Branham said, if you don't like that and you think that that's a little bit funny, you're going to have a hard time over there. He says, what singing, what shouting, what rejoicing it's going to be. It's untold. We can't even imagine what it's going to be like throughout eternity, praising the Lord. And we know we made it. We're there. Never have to die. Never have to suffer. Never have to go through all the things that we're going through. That's in our human thinking. We think that now. What would it be when we really, it's a reality to us? Just like this message is. When it becomes a reality to who you are, what you are. Oh, it's joy unspeakable, he says. Full of glory. But I do want to keep saying that it is with our visitors. Don't feel on anybody else. I heard that. You don't have to stand up. You don't have to clap. Some people, I'm kind of like your other associate here. I get kind of emotional. It's hard for me to sit still. But other people don't. That they're just very calm. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's just as good as praise the Lord. It's the same thing. So you don't have to stand up. You don't have to clap. You don't have to do it. Don't make fun of somebody. Or it's like, oh, you're not clapping. They didn't stand up. You just do what the Lord wants you to do. You don't have to worry about everybody else. It's just you. A brother told me once that, he said, I come to church. And he says, when church started, it's like, where'd all these people come from? He says, I had never even seen these people before. And he said, man, it really started bothering me. And he says, then I realized, he goes, it doesn't matter what they're doing here. He goes, what am I doing here? I said, now you got it. Now you got it. What are you doing here? He says, well, Brother Joseph, he says, a lot of them, he said, they're just coming because that you're here. And it's like, well, it's like, all I can say is, if they're sons and daughters of God, if they are, when the net goes out, it catches them, they'll go to this message and this prophet, because that's where we're pointing them to. I ain't pointing you to me, because I ain't nothing. I'm just directing traffic here, trying to tell you, it's like, keep your eyes on Elijah. Don't look at nothing else. But you know what? If it's a lizard, if it's a crawfish, it'll go right back in the water. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Just got to worry about you. But did you remember sometimes, it's like we heard the other day, it was with Stevens. There were 5,000. One. Just one. So your life can be a testimony. You think, I want to do something. I want to help. I want to do this. Just let your little billboard shine. Just let the presence of the Lord just live through you. He said, your life is, you're the living word of God. Living through human vessels. He said he could have picked anything. He did one time. He picked a mule one time. Thank God he didn't keep with that. That he picked us and lived through us. And he says, we're the only Bible that they're going to see. Our life that we live. How we conduct ourselves. Have the right spirit. As Brother Branham says, I'd rather be right in my spirit and wrong in my doctrine than right in my doctrine and wrong in my spirit. But if, guess what? If you've got the right spirit, it'll bring the right doctrine. Amen. Amen. So we're here the other night and we listened to the message where Elisha, he told Jehoshaphat, he says, you get out there. He says, by thus saith the Lord, after that anointing come over, he says, you just get out there in that desert and goes, do what? Dig ditches. He goes, dig ditches in the desert? He says, dig him ditches. He said, you just keep digging. And he says, and if you dig and if you come across a root, you come across a snag, he goes, throw it out. Just keep digging. He says, the more that you dig, then it's the more water that we have. So it is, you keep digging ditches, you got more water. And to us, the more you pray, the more you listen to tapes, that's digging in ditches, the more the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. So you just keep digging them ditches, and no matter what the enemy tells you or anything else and all the other obstacles, you just keep digging them ditches. Brother Branham says, remember, brother, he says, the deeper you dig, the more water you're going to get. Isn't that wonderful? He says, we don't want nothing shallow. Anybody here want any shallow water?
Nope.
Who wants deep water? That deep water. Amen. He says, we want all God's got for us. Everything. The power of his resurrection. Yes, sir. We'll just keep digging. So that's exactly what we want to do. We want to keep digging and keeping it digger, digger, deeper, deeper, deeper. And he'll fill us. And he says, that's what it becomes by praying. He said, you can talk too much, which I need to apologize because most of the time is what I do up here, is that I talk way too much. I always feel condemned when I sit back down again. It's like, we're here for one thing. We're here to hear the word. That's what we're here and it's all about. But it is just like with every believer. When you get together and I get around you and you feel your spirit, like Brother Brandon said the other night on tape, he said, you can tell whether or not they're receiving it.
Amen.
He said, you can tell. You, I can come out here and tell, oh, they're ready to hear the tape. We can come out here and say, let's just stand and sing Only Believe. Let's hear the word. And sometimes it is like, whoa, wow, we better sing another song. We better, because it is that sometimes we do come with a foul spirit. Sometimes that we're down. Sometimes we're thinking about life or what's going on or last minute and rush in here and hurry up, honey, up, hurry. And you think you come in here and it's like, okay, now I'm ready. You're not ready. That's why we do the things that we're doing, is to get ourselves ready. He said, creating that atmosphere. And truly, that's my heart's desire, is to create the atmosphere that it is. And as long as we can quote the word, and as somebody had said too, it said, you know what, they're at the Branham Tabernacle. He says, in the beginning, they don't even read their Bible. They don't quote the word. Well, you just got done hearing it. This is the Bible. Right here. Amen. Bow our hearts. You may be seated. Amen. Today, though, that it is, and it's such a shame that it is, that the message that we're getting ready to really even to listen to is that the people have spiritual amnesia, though. They forget. They have forgotten who God sent. Who's God's prophet? Who's God's messenger? What he was. What he was sent to do. They forget those things. They think of what he is, not what he was, it's what he is.
Amen.
God's prophet in this message isn't a message of the past.
Amen.
It's a message of
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
It's like you said with God, it's not I was, it's I am.
Amen.
It's the present tense. And if he's Jesus Christ same yesterday, today, and forever, then it is I am.
Amen.
Not has been, it's right now. It's a living word. And that we forget that it is that God sent us the voice of God.
Amen.
He allowed us to listen to the voice of God.
Amen.
As much as my intentions would be not to tell you anything wrong or misquote something or doing it and everything else, you don't have to take my word for it. You can hear it for yourself.
Amen.
And it's nothing. Those quotes, that's what's so, in reading a quote, it's like, yeah, I know, but it's not like when he says it. When you hear the voice of God speak to
Amen.
You,
yeah.
It's a personal relationship between you and Jesus
Amen.
Christ
Amen.
That he's speaking to you as an individual.
Amen.
That he said, Brother Bram says, that little boy in the sailor, he goes, you know, my mom always told me, put your name in there.
Amen.
And it is your name as individuals. But it is that, who did God send to reveal the seals? God's prophet.
Amen.
Who tells all the mysteries that are in the Bible? That was God's prophet that he sent to do it. Who had the sign of the Messiah?
God's prophet.
God's messenger. That's who had the sign in doing it. And that we do so much it gets in the day and the time that it's that everyone wants to get together to listen to one another. We want to listen to one another. And there's nothing against that. That's okay. We can listen to one another. But where is the voice of Elijah?
Amen.
You must listen to the voice of Elijah. When you come together, that is, if you don't, that's spiritual amnesia.
Amen.
You've forgotten that it is the voice of God to us in this last day.
Amen.
And if you can't recognize that, we have to come together. It was that it was in the days of Christ when he was here. What did they say to him? Rabbi, we know you're sent from God. We know you have the mysteries. We know you have all that. But you really want us to play your tape? On Sermon on the Mount, we can't play that tape. I've got to tell you, it's our job. We're the Sanhedrin. But this is God.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
That it is. It was God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see you. It is just a call that's out, that it is, and it's so easy to be misunderstood. God has God-called men. I pray I want to be a God-called man. But that prophet has to be in the pulpit.
Amen.
You have to listen to the voice of Elijah. It's a necessity. It is the only thing that will bring the double portion. It's only the message can bring that rapturing in faith. It is the Holy Spirit. It is that He deals with individuals. But you've got to hear the voice. And when the group comes together and under that anointing, there's no greater anointing. Because I love the Lord Jesus with all my heart. He's everything to me. But I don't have the relationship that God's prophet had with Him. I want it. But maybe you think you do. I don't think you do. That was a special relationship that he had with God. God chose him to do it. He said, we all have our parts. We all have to see our names in that Bible. He says, we all got to know who that we are. God chose us and he predestinated us. But it's to hear the word. Why did he go to all that problem to record the message? Because in the end time, he knew we'd have to hear that voice. And there's nothing more powerful in the world than the voice of God. Nothing. Nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if we want that double portion, we got to keep our eyes on Elijah. Amen. Keep our ears on Elijah. We got to be able to hear that. Amen? Amen? So let us stand and let's just invite him to come and to be with us.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank the Lord for his grace, his mercy, and his love to us. Where would we be this day and time if we didn't have this message? Where would we be if God hadn't predestinated that this message would be recorded? That we wouldn't have to take no one's word for it, to hear it for ourselves. Exactly what he said. We can have a different personal relationship with God. You know, I was telling the brothers the other day, it always blessed me as our brother Keith Hearn, probably listening right now many, many thousands of miles away. Early in the morning over there, real late at night, I guess it is. And he said, you know what? He says, I have a friend. And he says, anytime that I just want to push a button, he tells me, oh, good morning, friend. How are you? God bless you. I love you. Let's just pray for you right now. He said, he's always there. He said, a lot of times my other friends, they kind of leave me. They go away. But he said, you know, sometimes I know the Holy Spirit's always there, but it is like the little boy in the storm sometimes. He says, we're Christians. And that storm, it was raging. And lightning was striking. And he got scared. And he said, Mommy, come up here. Be with me. She goes, sweetheart. She goes, we're Christians. The Holy Spirit. And he's here. He lives in the home. He is with us. He goes, I know, Mommy, but when that lightning strikes, I like a guy with skin on it.
Amen.
Amen. So God knew when the lightning strikes, we want God with skin on it. And there's something so comforting to know that we have the voice of God. It's always there. It never leaves us, forsakes us, because it is God speaking through a man. I want to remind everybody in the world, we don't worship a man. We're not here worshiping a man. We're here worshiping the God that was in the man. But God chose that vessel. And we must recognize that vessel. We must stay under that word constantly all the time. The message that perfects the bride of Jesus Christ. What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is to talk about it, to fellowship about it, to be in the presence of the Lord. There's nothing greater than in his presence. And he's here with us right now.
Amen.
That great pillar of fire in this building right now, moving back and forth and around, blessing the bride of Jesus Christ. He is out there wherever you are listening in. He's right there right now. He's in your presence, in the living room, in your church, in the bedroom, the kitchen, in your car. He's there. He's right there. If we could just open up our eyes and see it. But I don't have to see it, Lord. I feel you. I know that you're here. And he's here to give the desire of your heart, whatever it is. You ask. If you don't get it, it's because you ask not. You ain't going to get it. You got to ask for it. He said, ask abundantly. He says, ask for the big things. But a real son and daughter of God knows exactly what to ask for. It wouldn't be right. It's like, man, Lord, I'd really like for you to pay off my mortgage. That's not what a son or daughter, that's not what you want. Is that what you want? No, Lord. What I want is more of you. That's all I care about, Lord. That's all that I care about is more of you. Don't let my eyes look at nothing else, nobody else, or this one or that one. And Satan's always throwing those scarecrows up to the people because that we're human. We always want to keep our eye on everything else. Don't worry about everything else. Just, Lord, it's just me and you. And the day of judgment, it ain't going to be, well, he said, or did she see that, or you didn't. It's me and you, Lord. So it doesn't matter, that personal relationship, Lord, me and you, just me and you. Because you promised me you would never leave me, you would never forsake me. Wherever I go, you're there, you're in our midst. You hold me in your arms and that you're always there. With me, there's only one set of footprints in the sands of time. It's his, because he's holding me all the time. So whatever you have need of, whatever the desire of your heart is, just hold on to it, because he knows the very secret of the heart. He knows what's in your heart. He knows the thought of the heart. And he's here today to give it to you. He's going to give it to you. And he's going to give you a blessing. He's going to give you a refilling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What I would give to have God's prophet pray for me. Because I know it would be the Holy Spirit speaking through God's messenger. You believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe he is God's messenger?
Amen.
Well, the confession that you make, the confession, it is what he is going to do it for you today.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is going to speak through his prophet and talk to the bride of Jesus Christ today. And he's going to pray for you.
Amen.
And you hold it in your heart. And whatever it is now, as we sing our song, you just reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by, because he's not too busy. He has one thing to do, and that's you. You are the most important thing in the world to him. Are you happy for that this morning?
Amen.
Amen. We're so happy, Lord Jesus. Let's just sing our little song. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You find he's not too busy. Hear heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to serve.
This morning, we're so thankful, Lord, that you called us out, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord, this morning, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We know you're here, Lord, this morning. And we thank you for your unfailing word of promise, Lord. You can't fail. You're perfect. Lord, we love you, Lord, and we know you're here. But, Lord, there's a story in the Bible where a man invited you to his home, but he didn't make you feel welcome. Lord, this morning, Lord, we want you to be welcome in our midst, Lord. You're Lord. You're great. The great I am, Lord. And we're so happy, Lord, that you come and visit us, Lord. We want to make you feel welcome, Lord. Lord, we just want to open our heart to you, Lord. Bite you in, Lord, and just sup with us, Lord, and feed us on that word, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that you sent your prophet, Brother William Marion Branham, Lord. What he spoke, it's the voice of God to us in this day, Lord. The bride is anchored on that word. We're not looking for nothing else, Lord. We're not interested in anything else. We're ready to hear the voice of God speak to us, Lord. It's a one-man message. Just thinking, Lord. Lord, when Brother Branham over on the other side, he said, "Who are these people?" He said, "They're your converts." Lord, we're Brother Branham's converts this morning, Lord. We didn't come in under any other ministry but his ministry, Lord. We're resting on every word that he spoke, Lord.
and we're under anticipation this morning. Lord, just thinking, Lord, just what a blessing Brother Joseph is to us.
Amen.
Just, Lord, would you just wrap your arms around him, Lord, and let him know you love him, Lord, and just encourage him and give him strength, Lord, and just lift him up, Lord. We thank you for him, Lord. We love him, Lord, and just encourage him, Lord, and when the battles come, Lord, just raise up that standard, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord. And Lord, I ask the same thing, Lord, for every person under in this your presence, Lord. Ask that for everyone here, Lord, that you do the same for them. Encourage them, Lord. Bless your bride, Lord. Encourage them, Lord. We commit the service to you, Lord. We want you to have the preeminence, Lord. We love you, Lord, this morning. Bless and be with us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes. Dedication at this time. We have one dedication. Brother Caleb Lettingham, wherever you are, you just come forward at this time. And while they're coming forward, let's sing that song, Bring Them In. Bring them in. Bring them in.
Over. What a little angel.
What's her name? Sayla Dove.
Sayla Dove. Hey, that's pretty special. Oh, mommy. Praise the Lord. God knows how to give good gifts, doesn't he? Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, how great thou art, Lord. How much that you love us and you care for us, Lord. Father, as this young couple's come up here in this little token that you've given to their home, this little love gift, Lord, you are the great giver of good gifts, Lord. Father, that they know in this cruel world that they live in, Lord, that she wouldn't have a chance, Lord. But Father, they've come today is to place her back into your hands, Lord. That you would watch out after her, Lord. That you would protect her, Lord, and keep your hand up over her, Lord. May you be a blessing to this family and to this little one that you've given to their house, Lord. Father, they want to come in dedication to give her back to you, Lord. Keep her in your hands, Lord, that only you can watch her and protect her, Lord. And Father, we give her for a life of service to you, Lord. And if there is a tomorrow, may she be an example for other young people, Lord Jesus, that they would see Jesus Christ living in her life. Bless and be with her. Bless and be with this family, Lord. And may you always be the guest of honor in their home. Lord, we give her back into your hands now for a life of dedication. We commit her unto you, Lord Jesus. We ask it all in that name that's above all names, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Bring them in.
is so wonderful being in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. How many's under great expectation this morning? Amen. Me too. And just so thankful for such a great God and His great word. Amen. It's the greatest one that was ever heard. Amen. Let's just sing a little chorus. How great is our God? Oh, how great is our God, and how great is His word, for He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea.
Truly, You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. This message, Lord, is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. It always was and always will be, Father. It's Your word. Lord, we're grateful for the revelation You've given us, Lord. We thank You for this absolute, Father. Lord, how we love You and we adore You this morning, Lord. Be with each and every one, Father, that is gathered here this morning, Lord, blessing each and every one, Lord. We thank You for them, Lord. And Father, anoint our ears and our hearts to receive it, Father. For Lord, we want to go home, Lord. And Father, we know You're preparing us for that, Lord. And this word is the only thing that will do it, Father. We thank You for it, Lord. Blessing these tithes and these offerings this morning, Lord. And we ask these things in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, how great is our God, and how great is His word, for He's the greatest. See the bright sunshine in the land of perfect day. When the mists have rolled away, we will understand it there by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, and we will tell the stories how we've overcome. For we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want a food and want a shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. But we're trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by. We'll
Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad.
free. Many glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Many glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Satan had me bound. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Sing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free, and I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Sing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
You may be seated at this time. We have a special verses. may be seated. Sister Faith, Perry, sure appreciate you playing that this morning. And truly, how many can say in their heart, it is well with my soul. Amen. Now, there's this song from the last couple of camps that we've learned, and it's been a blessing because it's called "We Shall Overcome by the Blood of the Lamb and the Word of Our Testimony." And as I was praying about that song, and I heard this quote, and just wanted to share it with you this morning. It's off of "What Hearest Thou, Elijah?" It says, "Then tell somebody sitting by you, by the blood of the Lamb and their testimony, they overcame." Is that right? You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by your testimony. Amen. So I'd like to try to sing that this morning. "We Shall Overcome." Oh, we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Oh, we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We shall overcome. Oh, we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Next part, hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah.
Yeah, well,
truly are an awesome, awesome God. To the platform, God's prophet and our pastor to bring us the message, spiritual amnesia. We truly believe and know that it is the voice of Elijah. Amen. Speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ. It's a warning for the world, but it's an encouragement for the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. For the same waters that destroyed the people of Noah's day was life to the bride of Jesus Christ. It's a warning and death to the world, and to keep our eyes, to not have spiritual amnesia, to keep our eyes on Elijah. Amen. And that we don't have spiritual amnesia, but we have life. God bless you. Here's our pastor and God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham. God bless you.